Today and every day, it's the Gary Gatehouse Show, Getting After Lefty. Stand by. Here's Gary.
Well, thank you, Jimmy J. And that's right, you're listening to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show, coming to you on the GAL Network from South Texas. I'm your host, Gary Gatehouse, and we'll be talking to each other for the next 30 minutes, discussing issues of the day, social issues, mainstream media issues, you name it. The Gary Gatehouse Getting After Lefty Monologues and Rant Show, we're on the air. I give a shout out to all my listeners up there on Facebook, up there on Twitter, MeWe, iTunes. I hope you're all having a great day. Watch whatever you're doing, just make sure it's legal. The weather down here in South Texas is kind of iffy today. Looks like a big old thunderstorm getting ready to dump on Gary's studio. Thunder and lightning, winds picking up. It's time to batten down the hatches. I'd like to give a shout out to all my fellow grassroots radio, internet radio, talk show hosts out there. Hope you all are having a great day. Keep the good work going, shining the light of truth on the socialist left. Gary Gatehouse is going to have a big announcement coming in the next few weeks to a month, maybe. New digs coming up for the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show International. Stay tuned. I'd like to give a shout out to my mate over there in London, Mr. Stephen Lang. Hope you're having a great day, mate. Take care of yourself. You know, here's a headline. CNN, Communist News Network, caught with their pants down around their ankles. That's right. One of their top producers was recorded saying that the whole Russian Trump thing, as far as CNN is concerned, was all BS. Now, he was caught on hidden camera, this CNN producer, and he admitted the network's focus on allegations that Donald Trump's election campaign colluded with the Russians is mostly for ratings, noting his mostly. Liberal audience wouldn't have put up with that kind of treatment of former President Barack Hussein Obama Jr. He went on to say, I think there are a lot of liberal CNN viewers who want to see Trump really get scrutinized. This was said by producer John Bonifield. He went on to say, and I think if we would have behaved that way with President Obama and scrutinized everything he was doing with as much scrutiny as we applied to Mr. Trump, I think our viewers, well, hell, they would have turned us off. He went on to say, I think they would have felt like they were attacking Mr. Obama. I think our viewers right now, and I'm not saying our viewers are super liberals, I think they are just a lot of them, and Trump is good for business right now. Now, these comments were caught on camera on an undercover video by Mr. James O'Keefe, Project Veritas. Remember him with the abortion deal? Well, he went after CNN, and he caught him with their pants down, ladies and gentlemen. The CNN producer also admitted there's no evidence to support the allegations of links between Trump's campaign and Russia. It's mostly bullshit, and I'll use the words he did, right now, like we don't have any proof, he said. I just feel that they don't really have it, but they want to keep digging. And so I think the president is probably right to say, look, like you are witch hunting me, he continued. Like you have no smoking gun, you have no real proof. He said his boss, CNN CEO Jeff Zucker, praised the crew for its coverage of the climate accord issue, but then said, we've done with that, now get your ass back to work on Russia. Trump has described CNN repeatedly as fake news, as many of us grassroots folks out there on the internet radio circuit. We call CNN fake news. Rest with the rest of the journalists out there, they're all fake news reporters. Now, this guy, CNN boss Jeff Zucker, said despite Donald Trump's war on the network, CNN, and what the president says is fake news, he is certain that CNN maintains the trust of its viewers, and it extends its digital brands to attract younger audiences. Translated, millennials love us. Now, speaking at a Cannes Lions, he said CNN has been around for 37 years. And listen to this. Our trustworthiness today is the same as it was a year ago, before people in high offices started questioning it. We know that through our own brand research, just because somebody says you are not trustworthy, that doesn't mean it's so. CNN's brand equity is built over 37 years doing hard work in very dangerous places. Those who rely on CNN trust, CNN, they rely on it even more. So, patriots, what will the leftist mainstream media say and do now? The jig is up? As if we who pay attention didn't know anyway. What excuses will they use? Where will they go to find or generate more fake news? The leftist mainstream media is viewed and listened to by leftists, that's for damn sure. They should know any trust from we patriots. Well, hell, that was gone a long time ago. President Trump called it on the campaign trail fake news. And now those that generate fake news, well, it has come home to bite them right square in the keister. About 9 years ago, I coined a phrase to describe mainstream media. I called mainstream media Pravda West, the propaganda arm of the leftist Demo-rat party. They are always on the wrong side of being right. So here we are today. The media is laid bare for all to see. Yet we know there will be millions that will continue to soak up this BS the leftist media calls news. You know, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, President called it back on the campaign trail. He called it way back on the campaign trail. President Trump has run circles around the so-called educated, all-knowing leftist media. He's made fools of them. It's really too bad some well-off conservative out there had the drive to create and produce a conservative news outlet with none of this fair and balanced crap. Fox News, I just don't trust them anymore. They are leaning more and more to the left. Anyways, patriots, anyways, the exposure of CNN and their leftist agenda was and is good news. We conservatives can all celebrate. Now let's continue to move forward. We have a lot more to do and a hell of a lot more leftists to expose. So that's my monologue for today, and I stand by it. We'll be back after Top of the News with Mr. Trade Martin and his sidekick Pipsqueak, and then we will take a trip back into time and back into our American history with the American Minute. Stand by.
Welcome to On Top of the News.
Here's your ultra-conservative talk show host, Trade Martin.
Hey everybody, it's the 27th of June, Tuesday. Happy you're with us. This is On Top of the News. My name is Trade Martin, your host. Let's get right to the breaking news stories of the day. Here we go! Billionaire Warren Buffett, although admitting that he's not an expert in healthcare, political heavyweight and investment tycoons recommending America scrap its healthcare system in favor of a British-style, single-payer, state-run plan. Well, that's his opinion. I think he's a rich man with a brain in poverty. That's my opinion. Top Democrat says health bill will kill hundreds of thousands. I call them insanocrats. That's my new word. That's Pelosi, of course. That's who said it. That's unbelievable. In the meantime, the Supreme said, stop in the name of Trump. That's right. Stop in the name of Trump. Stop holding him back. He's trying to protect the country. Stop in the name of Trump, the Supreme said. That sounds stupid. I know. What are you going to do? I'm just kidding around. Love kidding around. It's a great day. It's a great country. Lots of insanity. Enough insanity to go around.
I like your new word.
Oh, you mean insanocrats?
Yeah.
What'd you think of the other part of the show?
It stunk.
Well, I knew that was coming. Well, there are rumors that Assad is planning another chemical attack on his people. And Trump has warned him, if he does, there's going to be dire consequences.
What country is that?
Are you kidding me or what? You don't know it's Syria?
No, I didn't know that.
You're just putting me on.
Yeah, I guess I was. What did you think of my little joke?
It stunk.
Yeah, now you just busted my chops.
Bingo. Okay, here's the last story for today.
Hear ye, by all of the finance minister. The Queen is getting a raise. Yes, the monarch of Great Britain will get an increase of 8% in her salary.
That's wonderful.
That means in another few years she will be reaching minimum wage.
What is minimum wage for a queen?
$15 per second.
$15 a second? What are you kidding me?
Don't laugh. Her hats are very expensive.
On that silly note, on top of the news is out of here.
Silly note? That was ridiculous.
Well, that's it, my friends. Another On Top of the News radio show into the history books. Today was our 434th consecutive show. No reruns, no best ofs, only new fresh shows every day. On Top of the News is also on iHeartRadio. We're brought to you by PoliticalTruthSerum.com with news and views that are always right. Scott Allberg's 3% Dental, exclusively for dentists, and Gary Gatehouse with his Getting After the Lefty show on Podomatic.com. Thanks for listening, my friends. Now, before I go, I must tell you that there are 7 days till July 4th, 68 days till Labor Day, and 179 days until Christmas.
You are listening to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show.
That you are, Gary Gatehouse, Tuesday, 27th of June. Wow. We'll be right back after the American Minute.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Helen Keller was born this day, June 27, 1880. At the age of two, she suffered an illness that left her both blind and deaf. Her parents took her to Dr. Alexander Graham Bell, who recommended the Perkins Institute for the Blind in Boston. There, at the age of seven, Anne Sullivan began tutoring her through the sense of touch, eventually teaching her to read Braille. She attended Radcliffe College, wrote several books, and was recognized for her efforts to help the blind. Helen Keller wrote, "I thank God for my handicaps, for through them I have found myself, my work, and my God."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
Well, welcome back to the Gary Gatehouse Radio Show, Tuesday edition of Getting After Lefty Monologues and Rants. I'm your host, Gary Gatehouse, coming to you from South Texas. Kind of a thunderstorm-type day down here. Thunder and lightning, man. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Communist News Network, CNN, reported, and I'm going to use their report of how a off-camera White House briefing went down this last Monday. Here's what they had to say about it. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer on Monday delivered his press briefing off camera once again, eliciting some protest but giving no clear answer about when filming will be allowed to resume. It's been a week now since Spicer gave an on-camera briefing. Quote, "Why don't we turn the cameras on, Sean?" CNN's Jim Acosta asked several times during the briefing, "Why don't we turn the cameras on, huh? Can we have the cameras on, Sean? Can we have the cameras on?" After several such outbursts, by CNN journalist Acosta. Another reporter jumped up and asked Spicer about the White House decision. Quote, "We will continue to have a mix of opportunities to stay in touch with the media," he replied. "Well, there does seem to have been a drastic shift starting from maybe the week before the president took his first trip abroad, and now we see you on camera once a week," a reporter noted. Boy, that's a mouthful. "Is that a new normal that we should expect?" Spicer said, "Well, we'll see. We'll continue to mix things up," responded Spicer. Now, Acosta, CNN journalist, interrupted again. Hand jumped up. You remember the jokes, little Johnny jokes? "Teacher, teacher, this guy Jim Acosta reminds me of little Johnny. He was jumping up and down, going crazy." Acosta interrupted Spicer again. "Why aren't the cameras on, Sean? Why didn't you turn them on? Why are they off, Sean?" He went on to say, "It's a legitimate question, Sean. You're a taxpayer-funded spokesman for the United States government. Could you at least give us an explanation for why the cameras are off?" After one such interruption, One America News Network's Trey Yingst asked Spicer, quote, "So we can get this out of the way, can we address the camera issue? Do you think this will be?" "Yeah, some days we'll have them on and some days we'll have them off," Spicer said. "The president's going to speak today in the Rose Garden. I want the president's voice to carry the day. Look, this is nothing inconsistent with what we said since day one," Spicer said. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this guy, CNN's Jim Acosta, whines and moans, "Why can't we turn the cameras on? We all understand why. CNN has been beating a false narrative, beating President Trump about the head with the president's supposed collusion with Russia. Over 16,000 times this narrative, in one way or another, has been mentioned or broadcast by Communist News Network, CNN. Then Jim Acosta, a CNN reporter with a White House press pass, this whining child in adult clothes, this liberal hand-wringing POS, wants to know why his mug is not on the CNN cameras and the CNN logo. Why isn't it on TV? Damn it! It is making my news outlet, Communist News Network, millions of dollars. I want it on TV now. Wah, I want it on now! Our viewers, the millennials, the leftists, old baby boomers, liberals, progressive, communists, Marxists, they want CNN. They want it now. Turn it on. Those television cameras. I mean, damn it, turn them on. I demand it. We are the mainstream media, by God. We are the ones that report the news to America. We want those television cameras on. Hey, mainstream media, there's no law that says news briefings will be televised. None whatsoever. So shut the hell up and take a seat. Maybe the next time I hope you get your press pass denied, you piece of crap. But this is just another example of leftists, how they think of themselves as the high and mighty, when in actual fact they are at the other end of that spectrum, lower than well crap. You know, ladies and gentlemen, these whining ball babies, these people who have had it their way for so long, they're like little children. When you tell them, "Johnny, you've been doing nothing but wrong for all day. Go stand in the corner and put your nose up against that corner and don't come out until I tell you to." Wah! Jump up and down, scream, roll around the floor. But in the end, little Johnny has his nose planted in the corner. That's what President Trump has done to the mainstream media. Oh, they whine and they moan and they beat each other on the chest and they flail their arms and they jump up and down and they scream and yell. But who's been kicking Trump in the teeth since the day he said he was running for the nomination of the President of the United States? Who has been doing it? Two entities. And they're tied together at the hips. The demo rats and the mainstream media. Now, anybody, liberal, conservative, whatever, You can stand there and get kicked in the kahunas or in the teeth over and over every damn day. But there will come a day when you said, I've had enough, and you punch back. You tell the SOBs that have been calling you every name in the book, accusing you of everything under the sun, with none of it being truthful, it's time that you little guys put on your big boy pants. Go stand in the damn corner, and we, the Trump administration, will tell you when you can come out. Get it? I don't hear conservatives complain about it. We get our news elsewhere. We don't pay attention. CNN doesn't resonate. CNN's complaining, ABC, NBC, CBS, public broadcasting probably, is because they're making millions of dollars off of this phony, baloney, fake news. They've got their sheeple turning on that TV and burning the tubes out of it every day watching CNN blast across the screen. Donald Trump said he was going to blow his nose today on a Russian-manufactured handkerchief. By God, that's collusion if you ask me. You know, ladies and gentlemen of America, moms and dads, brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, all you folks, all you veterans, all you people wearing the uniforms of the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, active duty, Coast Guard, whatever, all of you that know what the hell's going on, we know that the mainstream media is not news. Not even close to it. It's the propaganda arm of the leftist Demo Rats Party. Plain and simple. Plain as the nose on our faces. We figured that out a long time ago. Now, before I close the show today, I would like to put out there for all that listen to my show. There's a whole contingent of people out there that have shows just like mine. Some are an hour, some are 2 hours, some are 3 hours. Some are on every day, Monday through Friday. Some are on 7 days a week. Some are on once a week. It's called Grassroots Conservative Internet Radio. And they're on various Grassroots Conservative Internet Radio outlets or stations, if you will. My show is on quite a few across the nation. In even broadcast overseas in Europe and in England. But I tell you what, we are all working towards the same end, shining the light of truth every day on the leftist mainstream media, on the Democrats Party, on academia, on Hollywood. We are bringing news to you with a conservative, I guess you could call it a slant, real truthful news. You know, ladies and gentlemen, on my show, I've always made it a point to comment on issues that impact we, the people of the United States, that impact our children, whether they be social issues or political issues or news of the day. And I'll continue to do that as long as my show is on the air. And oh, by the way, before I close down today, I would like to pass along to you, I have my granddaughter coming in from the East Coast. She's flying in from Maryland, and she's going to be here, about 10 days. So there are going to be some days during that 10-day stretch. As you know, my show's on the air every day, Monday through Sunday. But during that 10-day stretch that she's here, we want to show her a good time, and there's going to be some days where Gary's not going to be on. There'll probably be a best of, or whatever the case may be, to keep my airtime up and running. So I just want to give you a heads up on that. I haven't really identified the days yet, and I'll pass them along as soon as I establish them, okay? So until tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day in America, hump day in the free world, this is your host, Gary Gatehouse, preacher of conservatism, wishing you all a fantastic Tuesday. Until tomorrow, this is Gary Gatehouse. Good day.